Welcome back. We're up to Maseches Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. And the central question that we're dealing with today is wondering what happens if we don't take the Peah, if we don't take this 1/60th of the produce away from the rest of the produce while we are in the field. Meaning, let's say we harvest it all and we forget to take the Peah. So what happens then? And so essentially we basically just take the Peah, even once it's already harvested. However, there's a whole question about at what point we can take it, where we do not need to bring Trumos and Maasros, where we don't need to bring the additional tithes from it, or at some point we will have to even take tithes, we will have to take the Trumos and Maasros from it. So let's begin. Mishnah Vav. The Olam Hu Nosein Mishum Peah Upatar Mena Maasros. One can always give part of their 1/60th of their produce as Peah, even after the entire 1/60ths have been harvested, and it will still be pater, will still be exempt from trumas and maasros, from the tithes that are normally given from produce. Ad sheyem areach, until he reaches the point of sheyem areach, which basically means it's a process in the production and the harvesting and the production of the produce, where he puts the produce in a pile and then he sort of smooths out the pile. Once he smooths out the pile, that is the halachic signal that you are now obligated in trumos and maasros. So essentially, one can give peah from their harvested produce until he smooths out the pile, and then once he reaches that point, he can still give peah, but he has to take trumos and maasros from that peah that he takes from that produce. Now the Mishnah is going to go into several other situations in which smoothing out that pile of produce, which will then obligate you in trumos and maasros, applies to various other situations. Says the Mishnah, "V'nosein mishum hefker upatar mena maasros ad sheyem areach." One can give away part of their produce as hefker, and it's going to be putter from trumos and maasros until he smooths out the pile. Once he smooths out the pile, then he can make it hefker, but they will be obligated to bring trumos and maasros from it. Umachil la behima v'la chaya v'la ofus upatar mena maasros ad sheyem areach. In general, you can feed your animals or your various behemos and birds, whatever. You can feed them produce that has not had the trumos and maasros taken from it, and it's going to be putter to that extent. But once you again smooth out this pile, then you can separate some food to give to them as some produce to give to them as food, but you do have to take shumas and maizros from it. And then finally he can take some produce without taking the trumas and maasros from it, directly from the threshing floor, and he could plant it, and it will be putter, exempt from trumas and maasros, until he smooths out the pile. Once he smooths out the pile, then again he can still go and take it and plant it, but he does have to give trumas and maasros from it. This evidently is all from Rabbi Akiva's perspective. Then says the Mishnah further that Kohen v'Levi shalakhu esagoren ha-maisros shalahem, that if a Kohen or a Levi, if they bought produce that did not have trumos and maisros from it, and they bought it specifically from the Goren, specifically from the threshing floor, so they can keep the trumos and maisros that will be separated from it ad sheyem areach, until it's smoothed out. So in other words, they can keep the trumos and maasros from it for themselves. So if you're a Levi or you're a Kohen, whatever specific tithe is applicable to you, you can keep it for yourself. But ad sheyem areach, until it is going to be smoothed out. Once it's smoothed out, if he bought this untithed produce after the pile was all smooth, so he can't keep the trumos and maasros from it, meaning he has to give it to another Kohen or a Levi, even though he is a Kohen or a Levi. He has to give everything to another Kohen and to another Levi. And finally, Hamakdish Upode, someone who takes his produce that does not have the Trumos and Maasros taken from it, and he's Makdish, if he consecrates it, and then he redeems it, means he takes away the consecration from it. Chayev ben Maasros, he's going to be obligated to bring the Trumos and Maasros from it after it is redeemed. As long as it was redeemed from the Beis HaMikdash, before the person in the Beis HaMikdash sort of smooth smoothed out the pile. But if it was makdish before the trumas and maestros were separated, and So if it was still sort of a makdish when the pile was smoothed out, then even though the redemption of the stuff happened afterwards, it will be able to be exempt from being tithed. You will not have to bring trumas and maestros on it after after it is smoothed out, if that happens while it is under the hekdesh auspices. Okay, that's the end of Perek Aleph. Now quickly, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So we are basically going to go into a conversation now about how do I define one field from another? Meaning we're told that we have to bring peah. We have to bring at least 1/60th of our crop from a specific field to fulfill my obligation of peah. But let's say I have crops that are separated by a fence, but essentially they're really all part of the same property. So how do I define separate fields to define this 1/60th? Says the Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ve'ilu mafsikin la'peah. These are the things that separate a specific crop into different fields for the purposes of peah, such that this separation will say that I have to bring 1/60th from this section and 1/60th from another section. Hanachal v'hashlulis. If you have a stream or you have some sort of like an irrigation canal that runs through the field, v'derech hayachid, v'derech harabim, you have like a private road or a public road, u'shvil harabim, u'shvil hayachid, you have like a public or a private path of sorts, hakavua b'imos hachama v'imos hagashamim, and this path that it's always in use, whether it be in the summer season when the things are harvested, or the rainy season when the crops are still growing, v'habor v'hanir, or let's say you have a strip of land that's like totally fallow, meaning that it's fertile, but it was not cultivated at all. Or if you have land, like a strip of land that was plowed, but nothing was planted in it, v'zera acher. Or if you have a strip of land with like a totally separate species, so in other words, you planted X in field, you have a huge area in which you planted one type of produce X, and then right smack in the middle, you have a strip in which you planted produce Y. So that would separate the produce X into two separate fields. And then finally, that if someone cuts down like a strip of unripe produce, and you use this unripe produce as like some type of like animal food or something like that. So this strip in which you cut down this unripe produce, so it will separate one field into two. That's what Rabbi Meir says. The Chachamim say no, it won't separate the field into two separate fields unless he also did charisha, unless he plowed this strip after cutting down this unripe produce. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.